Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. It's our favorite time of the year, buddy. Well, we're a little bit late this year in terms of Financial Literacy Month. We're right at the tail end of it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Cyber Monday. I'm like, you're still off on that one, too. You missed all your shopping days, my friend. You got to pay full price now.
I was going to try to sing something there, too, and then I realized I got a day job, and it's better that way.
Yeah, even the day job we got to worry about, too. So, yeah.
Each year we have the pleasure of talking to Jane Rooney, who's Canada's financial literacy leader, really right from the day she took the position to this year. And each year we make an effort to try to raise financial literacy. I mean, that's what we do on a day-to-day basis in our jobs and our careers, working with clients. And we just want to extend that to as many people as we can possibly touch. So I want to welcome Jane back to the show. Jane, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be with you both.
Well, we're a little late this year in terms of the month here. We're wrapping it up. But the point is, I think we still want to make sure that people, particularly people moving into retirement age, but everybody, all Canadians, have access to good information. Financial literacy is important, Faisal, right? Taking control, understanding, about how to handle finances is absolutely critical.
Absolutely critical. And I think the more and more that people are informed and educated, the more successful they will be in dealing with their finances going forward. So I'm really happy we're having Jane on the show today.
Yeah. So Jane, what's been the focus of the month, key messages you're pushing? Just maybe give us an overview and we can dig into a couple of areas.
Sounds great. Well, happy Financial Literacy Month. As you know, every year, the month of November is dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of building one's knowledge, their skills, their confidence around making money decisions. This year, our theme was invest in your financial well-being. And as we talk about financial literacy, we're talking about knowledge and skills. But when we push into financial well-being, we're really looking at helping people feel better about their money decisions and feeling more in control of money. So that was really the focus this month, and there were hundreds of organizations and hundreds of events across Canada. It's really important for people to come to the federal government's website at canada.ca/money because we have tons of information to help build one's financial well-being, but it's also an opportunity for you to come to our website to find out what others are doing, and we can help you do that.
So, and let's talk about that. So there's lots of sources of information. Maybe let's just get right off the top. If somebody's interested in educating themselves, getting better control of the financial and money decisions they make, where can they go? You've got a terrific source on your website.
Yeah, thank you. On canada.ca/money, FCAC, where I work, the federal government, we have lots of information on the topics, like how to manage your money and debt, how to use credit wisely, the types of products and services that one might come across. But we also have this great financial literacy database, and it has over 1,400 resources from other organizations, tools, tip sheets, programs that they run within your own community, within your own province. And so you can narrow down what's the topic you're looking for, what type of organization are you looking for, help from a federal government, provincial government, a financial institution, or a nonprofit that does great work. There are lots in Calgary, which is wonderful. Momentum Calgary has some great information in our database. So it's called the Canadian Financial Literacy Database, and it's got a houses a wealth of information to help Canadians increase their financial knowledge.
So maybe let's just talk about why. I mean, when people think about going to a website to read about financial information, I'm pretty sure that most people don't get overly excited about that. Mm-hmm. But it is critical. It is important to do it. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. Some of the stuff can be technical, but some of the basics, are easily understandable and put you in a position, as Jane said, of control. What kinds of things? So let's talk maybe about retirement, Jane, a little bit about that. So from a financial literacy perspective, give us maybe some of the key concepts that people should understand as they're moving into retirement from a literacy perspective.
Yeah, great idea. I mean, we know that seniors are moving into their older years with more debt. So just a bit of the context right now, we have high debt and low savings. So as you're trying to build towards and think about the lifestyle you want to live in your older years, it's important to kind of think you need to start planning, setting savings goals. And so planning and using something like a budget, so you're tracking your expenses, where your money's coming in from, and that could be workplace, or it could be, you know, pensions, it could be from government benefits. But it's important to capture what's coming in and what you're spending. And then you can make some really good decisions about your spending habits and feel more in control of your money when you see it in paper. So we're really encouraging people to set up a budget, to identify what kinds of sources of income you might have access to. So as you're entering your senior years, there are different government benefits. It's important to find that information on Canada.ca. You know, Canada Pension Plan, Old Age Security. For lower and modest income Canadians, there's the Guaranteed Income Supplement. So are those income streams that you can benefit from? Really important to learn a little bit more about doing your taxes so you can get those benefits that you have access to. So key is some information gathering, important to plan and save for your financial future. Try to identify what kind of life you would like to lead so that you have a better sense of what kind of money you need to save for. But also the great thing is we're all living longer, right? Mm-hmm. And we need to plan and save for a longer time in our older years. And that might mean, you know, higher healthcare costs as you age. It might mean, do you want to stay in your home or do you want to live in care facilities? So those kinds of things have money implications. And, you know, financial literacy is so important because every single day we all make money decisions. But as you age and as you go into your senior years, you might have lower income or be on a fixed income. And so money decisions might have a bigger impact on you. So again, leading into those years, really good to get professional financial support, get some good advice from financial planners or advisors in the space, and plan and set some savings goals.
You know, Dave, I get a lot of phone calls that come into us asking about how do I calculate my income? What are some of the basic information that I need? What's CPP at? What's old age security? Like they don't really always have that information at their fingertips. So I really like the website at canada.ca/money. In fact, if you hit the point on the webpage basically that says pensions and retirement, for example, you can actually get into a retirement calculator.
Yep.
We're going to give you the numbers. So there's people that can actually do this themselves and kind of get an idea of where they are. Of course, you need the advice and the help and the strategies behind it, but it gives you some of that relief. I had people actually call me up and saying, I have no idea how much income I'm going to get in retirement because I don't know where to get this information from.
Right.
I'm scared to fill out the paperwork incorrectly. How do I do that? So on and so forth. There's so much information available on the internet. Unfortunately, if you Google pensions, you know how much information comes at you? You're bombarded with all this stuff. Absolutely. It's nice to have one source of one center of resource, which and I do like the website of canada.ca/money.
Jane, if you want to leave us with a couple of closing thoughts for the listeners, whether they're retired or, you know, just in general terms, maybe give us some pearls of wisdom to wrap up the month.
Sure. So I think it's really important that people feel in control of money. We know financial stress is, from Canadians, their number one stressor. And they actually say that financial stress is more important or higher stress than their own health or family obligations or work obligations. So in order to help reduce financial stress and reduce the impact of that stress on one's person, it's important to come to federal government for help. So canada.ca/money, we have lots of information that can help you to budget, to set savings goals, to it's really important to set aside emergency savings. You know, if you have a car repair or need something fixed in the house, it's nice to access savings, and even small amounts on a regular basis can really help you feel better and more in control of your money and be able to manage those financial commitments when they do arise. So budget, plan, set aside emergency savings. And if you have debt, really good to set a plan to start repaying that debt, because interest rates are on the rise. And when we have information to help you manage your money a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm glad we finished up on that debt issue. Faisal, we see more and more people moving into retirement with debt, and Jane's correct. If we've got a rising interest rate environment, it doesn't take a very big move for that to put additional pressure, right? That stress that Jane talked about on people, as they move into a period of time when they've got a fixed income.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Jane, I want to thank you very much. It's been a pleasure as always. Until next year, thanks for all the great work you're doing and your group is doing. And I just want to leave this thought with Canadians. You know, Financial Literacy Month is November. That doesn't mean that you can't be, you know, doing work and educating yourself all year round, right? So the website is a terrific resource for that. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you so much.
You can also call them at 1-866-461-3222. We've been joined by Jane Rooney, Canada's financial literacy leader. Okay, my friend, we are going to talk about specific financial literacy and strategies and plans to help bulletproof your retirement at our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, we'll be discussing that on Tuesday, December the 4th, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. We have very few seats left, so please register by calling us at 403-966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.ca.
Have you heard about the difference between passive and active investing? Well, we're going to talk about in the next segment. Tune in. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.